Introduction. A mind map is a useful and creative planning tool used to explore ideas and concepts. It is an effective way of transferring ideas and concepts from your brain onto a page. Images and colors can be used to enhance your thought process and prompt your memory. You form your ideas using a tree of spider-like diagram to display your thoughts and ideas visually in relation to a specific topic or subject. For example, what do you think about when I say apple? Fruit, Apple Mac, sweet or sour, red or green, poison apple, Snow White. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Some people might think of the fruit, while others may think of technology-based items created by Apple Inc. It may even prompt you to think of the old saying, an apple each day keeps the doctor away. The diagrams, images, and words used in a mind map encourage you to think and record any ideas or thoughts you have onto paper in an efficient but visual way. You can then develop your ideas or concepts based on this. And, like any map, you can plan your journey to achieving your end goal from start to finish. When you first start writing a mind map, you are simply aiming to record every idea you have in relation to a specific topic or subject. If you are planning a strategy, for instance, you could make several mind maps. First, you would detail everything you want to include in one diagram, as this would help you to develop the strategy, and then you would plan how you would write this. You might even create a mind map summing up why this single strategy is needed, by reflecting on the benefits and drawbacks. Your initial draft is a collection of thoughts and ideas, so don't worry if this is not in order. Mind maps are often the first stage of planning, and are designed to provide you with the foundations you need to grow your idea. Once your ideas are on the page, you can start organizing and structuring your mind map by putting it in order, explaining the pros and cons of each subtopic. For each subtopic, you can note any additional information or expand on each of your ideas. You could even create smaller mind maps to help you analyze each of the subtopic areas and what they entail. Mind maps can be the start of something great. The benefits of mind maps. There are many benefits of using these visual maps, as they appeal to many learning styles. An image can help us to remember, recall, and process information easily. According to Hayes, one of the best-known methods of representing information is a sensory image, such as sounds or pictures. Some of these benefits are detailed below. 1. Mind maps allow us to think creatively without forcing the thought process, as they look at getting those thoughts and ideas on a page for you to reflect on later. When you start to remove the ideas from your head, you can start to emphasize ways of developing those ideas and concepts further. 2. They are great for getting us to focus on a specific idea or concept, as this is detailed at the center of the diagram. So you are always reminded of the specific point. This means you are less likely to stray from your topic. 3. Mind maps are quick and concise. If you have a central idea or concept, mind mapping can be a quick and concise way to map out your thoughts and journey. You cannot add too many details, but you can consider the advantages and disadvantages of your subtopics quickly, without exploring them in an in-depth way. You can empty the ideas from your brain at a fast, effective rate. Once they are on paper, your mind feels at ease, and you can consider and organize your thoughts rationally. 4. Visual representations appeal to different learning styles, which means you can process information effectively and efficiently, as well as remember it. Hayes mentions that imagery prompts us to remember, as we can use images and colors in the diagram. This helps us to memorize information or create a mental image using keywords. 5. Mind maps encourage radiant thinking. Tony Buzan calls the way that the brain generates its ideas based on central concept radiant thinking. He suggests that our thoughts radiate in several directions. We can have several thoughts and ideas at once, as the brain is nonlinear. One idea can prompt many because of the way we think. How people have used mind maps in history. Images and visual maps, or aids, have been used over hundreds of years, so creative thinking is not a new concept. Over time, mind maps have gained momentum because they help people learn and are great for prompting memory. Many educational establishments, like schools, colleges, and universities, embed mind mapping techniques when they teach study skills, and their lecturers incorporate them into their lesson planning. They are flexible tools with many uses. For example, writers often use them to grow their creative ideas. This means that mind maps could have been used when your favorite novel or TV show was being planned in the very early stages. It is believed that philosopher Porphyry of Tyros was the first to adopt mind mapping concepts to express ideas in the 3rd century. Porphyry used them as a tool to break down philosophical ideas and concepts as he wanted to improve learning. His notable works include Introduction to Categories, and this comments on the categories of Aristotle. He focused on logic and made it easier to educate others by improving their learning experience using visual aids. Raymond Lull, a famous Catalan philosopher, is also said to have utilized such concepts. When writing his most famous works, Catalan Literature, he used mind mapping to brainstorm his ideas, and also as a comparative tool to compare different religions. He often used visual aids to persuade, and in one of his later works, he designed a machine. This was basically a logic-based diagram, and his aim was to persuade Muslims to become Christians, based on this comparative tool. Leonardo da Vinci is another notable figure in history known to have used mind mapping concepts. He often drew them when note-taking, and today this remains a popular note-taking method. Mind mapping gained attention during the 1950s. Dr. Alan Collins used mind maps to develop basic learning theories in the 1960s, and it became much more modern at this stage as mapping increased in creativity. Tony Buzan, a British psychologist, developed a set of rules for mind mapping, and this was a turning point as he explored and tested their limits by applying them to a variety of situations. Over time, we have become so much better at using mind maps. Major corporations like Apple create and develop their visions and ideas by using mind mapping techniques because of their flexibility. We can use them in groups to come up with business ideas. We can use them when planning our writing, stories, or an essay. They can also be used for planning projects and strategies too. Software has been developed to help with our mind mapping to meet the needs of people who are not confident creating visuals on paper, or for businesses who want a more professional look. We will look at several free mind mapping software later in this book. Just remember that one spectacular concept or idea can be developed with a mind map, and this can result in a multi-million dollar business, and the world is at your feet. Anything is possible with mind maps.